Welcome to the Naked Wellness Podcast. As a qualified nutritionist, I'm here to strip away the nonsense and get down to the bare essentials of nutrition and wellness. Join us as we debunk myths, chat with top-notch experts, and serve up practical tips that will leave you feeling empowered. Get ready to uncover the naked truth about living your healthiest life. Let's undress. Welcome back to the Naked Wellness Podcast, and we are here to celebrate because, guys, it's week 4 of our 28-day Unmunchable March mission series, the 28-day mission to help you to conquer binge eating. And guess what? Easter is at the end of this week, which is so exciting. And we're going into week 4, which means that this week we are talking about how to handle Easter and how to really navigate special occasions and holidays mindfully, and actually to enjoy it, to be present, to have fun, for it to be stress-free, for you to experience no guilt, no shame, to just actually create some amazing core memories, and for you to be the one in control over food this year, not letting food control you. Now, as I mentioned on the past couple of episodes, if you haven't done week 1, 2, or 3, then you must go back and do these, because everything that I tell you in week 4 is not going to actually work, land for you. If you haven't done the fundamental work of this type of journey, you haven't laid those foundations as a building block. This journey is such a building block type of journey. You have to start from the bottom and build upwards. So make sure that if you haven't already, you've gone through week 1, week 2, week 3, and now we are on to week 4, which is super cool, super exciting. And I have literally loved all of the messages that I've been getting from you guys. I've been in there, I've been chatting to so many of you, and it's been such a powerful space, honestly. And some of the realizations, some of the way that you guys have been showing up for yourselves is so powerful, and the shift and the transformation that it's already started to have is amazing, and it is making me so excited for you guys to be able to experience Easter this year. So I don't want to waste any time today. I want us to dive straight into it. So let's start with the first day of week 4 is all about setting your boundaries. Now, what I mean when I am talking about setting boundaries is what you're going to entertain and what you're not going to entertain this holiday period, because this can come in so many different forms, right? This can come in the forms of what conversations are you going to be entertaining and not entertaining? Because let's be honest, whenever we catch up with family, there's always one person who is on the newest diet and they just need to tell everyone the new diet that they're on and that it's amazing and they've lost X and they're feeling great and yada yada yada. We're not entertaining that, right? We don't need to listen to these restrictive diets that literally get people results for a couple of weeks and then they regain the weight, they end up back where they started, they feel terrible about themselves, they have no control over food. We're not here for it, right? And we don't want to entertain any of that type of conversation, because whatever you entertain, you attract. So if you constantly engage in this type of conversation, people are going to feel like that's what you want to talk about. So that's what you're going to attract into your life. That's not what we want in any way, shape, or form. So setting boundaries around maybe the conversations, maybe around the people that you're hanging out with, maybe around the time that you're giving to everybody else and time that you're giving to yourself. Maybe it's about going back to that digital detox, setting more boundaries around social media in this time. If you have holidays and time off work, really looking at what are your boundaries and where do you actually draw the line this holiday season. Day 2 is all about starting to work out some coping strategies and mechanisms for you. So let's say that somebody is engaging in diet talk. What is one of your coping mechanisms if you find this really triggering? Maybe it's about literally just not engaging the conversation at all and changing the topic. Maybe it's about letting them know that that kind of conversation is really unhelpful for you individually, and currently you're more on a journey of intuitive eating, food freedom, having control over food, and not being in the diet culture world anymore. Maybe it's literally just about if it's in a group setting, like exiting that group setting and that conversation, whatever you feel like you need to do to cope through that. Now, some other coping strategies might be things around if you're starting to feel like you're really out of control around food, or there's food that is there that you haven't had in a really long time, or you're experiencing maybe some food FOMO in the sense of the food is only there at this time of the year and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to miss out on it. I need to eat it all now, which 100% it's going to happen, right? This happens at every holiday period, even at birthdays. If there's birthday cake, you're like, oh, this is so delicious. Like, I only get this at birthdays. You've already had one slice. Your brain's telling you you want another slice, but you know, if you have that second slice, diets, you're going to feel sickly overfull. So you kind of like sit there in this really weird feeling of I'm sad that I'm full because I can't eat more, but I know if I eat more, I'm going to feel sick. And it's this battle, right? And it's this FOMO, this your mind is fearful that you're going to miss out on this food and having it again. And so that's what can then lead to overeating or binge eating, et cetera, et cetera. So having coping strategies around this is going to be really important in the sense of start eating the Easter chocolate now. You do not have to wait until Easter to start to eat the chocolate. Have some now, enjoy it. Enjoy some every single day. If there's any desserts or foods that you typically only have around the time of the year, notice that you could, if you really truly wanted it, you could actually have it at any point of the year. Nobody is stopping you from having your favorite Easter meal in October. You know, you can actually have it again. And if you're out somewhere and there's cake or there's meal and you want to take some home, maybe ask for the recipe so that you are actually telling yourself and allowing yourself to realize and recognize you can have it whenever you want. It's going to be really important for you to create space for yourself as well of when there are food around, really prioritizing your box breathing. If you feel like you are having the urge to continue to eat or overeat, remove yourself, maybe go and do another coping strategy like wash your face, go outside, have a shower, talk to somebody, really nut out what are you going to use as your own individual coping strategies going into the Easter period. Now, the third one kind of goes on this as well, is mindful eating can be a really, really good coping strategy. And when I'm talking about mindful eating, I'm actually talking about slowing down. Before you go into your meals, take some deep breaths, like even do box breathing, which is where you breathe in for four counts, you hold for four counts, you breathe out for four counts, hold for four counts. Recognize what is in front of you. What is the meal that you're actually about to sit down and eat? Where has it come from? Like, what are going to be the tastes, the textures, the aromas of this meal? And then when you're eating, put your knife and fork down between each mouthful, savor each bite that you're having. What are you putting into your body? What's the experience? What's the taste? Like, actually enjoy the process of it. And then once you've finished eating, make sure you give yourself like a good 20 minutes before you decide if you want more or what you're going to have, because it takes 20 minutes for your mind to register that you've actually eaten. So really mindfully eat. And that's with everything, with your main meals, your desserts, your chocolate, create an experience around it. Sit down, be present, remove distractions, actually be there in the moment with it. Now, on day four, I wanted to start to really get into the habit of emotional regulation and doing cup toppers. Obviously, when we're on holidays or we're surrounded by family and friends, there's so much going on and we're giving so much and we're having so many conversations and we're meeting people and we're catching up, and there's lots of emotions that can come up at this time of the year as well. So make sure that you have ways in which you're going to regulate through that. This could be brain dumping into a journal. It could be talking to somebody. It could be using the note section of your phone. It could be screaming into a pillow. It could be crying and releasing it. It could be dancing. It could be movement. Whatever it is for you, have a way that you're actually going to regulate through any emotions that come up. And then what are the non-negotiable things that you're going to do for yourself to top your cup up? Remember when we spoke about having that bucket and having the holes where everything leaks out? That's not what we want at this time of the year. That only leads to fatigue, exhaustion, cravings for sugar and carbs because your body's looking for that instant energy. So we want to make sure that you have non-negotiables of things that you're actually going to do for yourself during this period that really do top your cup up. So this could be things like your solo dates. It could be carving out time. It could be creating space for yourself. It could be going and doing your favorite activities. It could be sitting down on the couch and watching Netflix for a day. Whatever you need to recharge and top your cup up is going to be a fundamental aspect of this. Day five is always looking at mental satisfaction throughout the day. It's all good and well for your body to be physically fueled and for you to get to the end of the meals and be like, yeah, I'm full. But if your mind is still thinking about food and your mind wasn't excited for what you're about to have, you're not going to hit mental satisfaction, and guaranteed you're going to end up overeating on the Easter chocolate or the Easter desserts or whatever it is at a later date. So this is where it's so important that every single meal that you eat, and I want you to keep that consistency up throughout this time period as well, of consistently and adequately eating throughout the day. You need to be having a minimum of 3 main meals and 2 to 3 snacks every single day. Yes, even if you're going out for dinner. Yes, even if you are having Easter chocolate every day. You need to make sure that this is a fundamental aspect and you are consistently fueling your body with the nutrients that it needs and the fuel that it needs. You would never expect your body to get you from point A to point B on an empty fuel tank. So do not ever expect your body to do the same. So with mental satisfaction, I want you to actually look forward to the meals and the snacks and the foods that you are eating. If you are getting to each of your meals and you're sitting down to an unflavored poached chicken breast, rice, and steamed broccoli. Blech. Sorry, the thought of that even just makes me not okay. That's not yum. That's not delicious. You cannot look forward to that. You cannot walk away from that meal being like, yeah, yum. That was really great. That I'm so mentally satisfied. You'd probably walk away from that meal being like, I would really love some chocolate right now. I know that's what would happen to me, because that's not fun. Whereas if you sat down to a herb grilled chicken breast in a brioche bun and made into a burger, maybe had some air fried potato on the side for potato chips, you are going to feel so incredibly different having that compared to the unflavored poached chicken breast with rice and broccoli. You're going to be mentally satisfied. And then if you pair having some Easter chocolate on top of that, of after you finish the burger as your lunch dessert, you're going to be walking away feeling so mentally satisfied that food is not going to be on your mind for the next 6 hours, or three, or four, or two, or whatever it is. And you're actually going to stay in control over food because you're enjoying what you're having and you're physically full, but you're mentally satisfied, which is really, really important. So every meal, every snack, every time you eat, there needs to be a level of mental satisfaction there around this time of the year. A really, really important. So look forward to your meals, have that consistency throughout the day, make sure you're still eating an adequate amount. You are not compensating in any way, shape, or form, because that is only going to set you up to overeat. This is where it's actually now starting to really challenge those old beliefs, which is day six. So I want you to start to think about the fact that maybe previously, leading into Easter, you have restricted what you've eaten. Maybe you have told yourself you can't have any chocolate before Easter day. Maybe you have overexercised. And this is where we get to really challenge these beliefs of, no, your body, it hasn't worked for you in the past, so it's not going to work for you this time. If you want different, you have to move different. And this means that if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you keep doing the same thing every single holiday season, expecting a different result, you're literally acting out Einstein's definition of insanity. It's not going to work. You are going to continue feeling like you're stuck and you're on this merry-go-round that just won't stop going round. So this is where we get to start to challenge some of these old beliefs in the fact that you do not compensate throughout the day if you're eating out at nighttime. You do not save any calories. And I do that in inverted commas. Like, you do not save any energy to then have a bigger meal at the end of the day. You eat your three main meals, 2 to 3 snacks every single day. They have balance with their proteins, their carbs, their fats, their micronutrients, their mental satisfaction. Every time you eat, you want to start to have that Easter chocolate now. You want to have dessert every single day. You want to maybe even drop back on your exercise over this time. You want to actually be there present and do the things that really top you up. So I want you to sit down and write out maybe some of the beliefs that you have recognized throughout these past 4 weeks so far that have maybe kept you stuck and maybe led you to binge eating or eating at this time of the year. And then actually look at, okay, well, how am I going to challenge these? Like, how can I do the opposite of that? Because obviously I need to do something different. And yeah, it's going to feel uncomfortable. Yeah, there's going to be mindset blocks. And this is where having that level of support through this time of the year is an absolute game changer. And a lot of my clients notice that, especially around Christmas and Easter period, when they're in my world and we have that coaching, whether it's in the hybrid group setting or whether it's in one-on-one, they have the most incredible time and some of the best holidays that they've ever had, because it's not restricted. They're not deprived. They are enjoying everything. They don't have food guilt. They don't have any shame around it. And they can actually be there present and create those core memories. So even having a community, having somebody to lean on and talk to throughout this period of time can really also help you start to change those old belief patterns that you have. And then lastly is food guilt. So I always say that food and guilt don't even belong in the same sentence together. It doesn't even make sense. Things that you should feel guilty for are things like robbing a bank, burning down a house, punching someone in the face, things that you should never, ever, 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 ever feel guilty for is eating food, fueling your body, actively taking actions every day to show up for yourself with a level of care and respect, and really tuning into the fact that, like we've said so many times, you'd never drive your car and expect it to get you from point A to point B if that fuel tank is empty. So don't expect your body to do the same. You cannot expect your body to show up every day energized and be present and pour into so much when you're not actively fueling it properly, when you're not allowing it that mental satisfaction, when you're not eating foods that you actually enjoy. So never, ever feel guilty for eating foods that, whether it's fueling you physically or mentally, it doesn't matter. It is all part of being a human. And we live in a world where our culture is so much of it is around food, right? We celebrate with food. It brings people together, family, communities, and it gets to be this really beautiful thing that we do. And it's such a privilege for us to be able to actively have such beautiful food and mealtime and quality time with people that you are not a bad person or a good person for eating specific foods. And this is where removing these labels of good and bad, healthy, unhealthy is so important, because food cannot inherently be bad, cannot inherently be good. Food is food. Yes, some foods have more nutritional value than others, but it does not take away from the fact that food at the end of the day is food. Your body knows exactly what to do with the fuel. So make sure you show up, make sure you consistently eat an adequate amount of food, that you include all of the foods that you love, and really start to actually be there, present in the moment. And if any food guilt does pop up, I want you to have a physical way of moving through this. Maybe it's a pep talk that you have recorded yourself saying about the fact that it's not possible, like, for anything bad to come from you eating this food. Your body knows exactly what to do with it. Maybe it's about having somebody to lean on and talk to. Maybe it's about challenging these beliefs. Maybe it's about having a physical way of shifting through that energy, like we've been over, screaming to a pillow, dancing around, singing to a favorite song, whatever it might be, right? Have a physical way to shift through it. But the last piece of this as well is, because this food guilt piece comes on that last day of Easter, or Easter Sunday, I think, is the fact that you get to actually live a life where you're in complete control over food. You get to live a life where you get to be present at these type of occasions and these holiday seasons and periods. And that's something that's really beautiful and really powerful. We live in a world where diet culture is shoved down our throats left, right, and center, and it only fuels us not having control over food. For those that do not know, I actually worked in Weight Watchers for 4 years, and I remember at this time of the year, so many of the lessons or the classes that were run were all about how many points were in Easter and the chocolate, and how, you know, you should sacrifice X, Y, and Z. And fuck that. I will not, never, ever again sacrifice these time of years and the delicious food that you get to eat. For what? You know, when I'm 80 years old, looking back on my life, the last thing I'm going to be grateful for is the fact that I missed out on all the chocolate. You know, I'll be sad. I'll be so sad. The fact that I spent these times stressing about my body weight, shape, size, food that I was eating or wasn't eating, that I never actually got to create those core memories and be present with the people that I really care about. At the end of the day, this is it. This is our one shot at life. We do not get to come back, and we do not get to take two of this. So please enjoy Easter this year. Enjoy the time with friends, with family, with the delicious food that you get to have, and know that you're going to be okay. And know that if you're on this journey and you are currently struggling with control over food, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And obviously this 28-day Munchable March mission is just the beginning. This really truly is just the beginning of this journey. It is a long one. You honestly have to unlearn core beliefs that you've had for years. And unfortunately, it's not a switch that we can flick off. But I wish it was. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. So I am so, so proud of you for getting through this journey. It is not an easy one. I'm proud of you for starting this. I'm proud of you for getting through a couple of weeks as that early you did. I'm proud of you for getting to the end if you are listening here. Like, fuck, that is such a good achievement. And as I've said before, like, I'm loving the conversations that are going down in my DMs over on Instagram. So please, please reach out to me. Let me know how you found it. Let me know what came up for you. Let me know how Easter was this year for you as well, because my ultimate goal is to help as many incredible women as I possibly can to have that control over food and to experience a life with food freedom, because it honestly allows you to pour back into so many other areas of your life that you didn't even maybe realize were being neglected. Relationships, friendships, career, quality time, anything and everything, self-confidence, the list could go on. So I'm proud of you. You have done an amazing job. It has been so much fun doing this with all of you. I'm sure, you know, we will embark on something like this again, because it's been incredible. But I do really, truly love connecting with every single one of you. So head over to my Instagram, which is KJWellness with 3 S's, and I will continue to chit chat with all of you over there. But have the most incredible Easter or holiday season. Make sure you spend amazing time with friends and family and loved ones. And I will talk to you in the next episode very soon. And until then, you take care. Bye.